out to the game in Fitty. This is how we do. What is up, Saturday Nation? Sam Crowley fired up and focused on a Friday. We're going to talk about Friday, whatever you want to call it. By the way, there's a glimpse into my playlist when I'm out running like a maniac doing my grizzly bear runs. That is the song I listen to probably most played on my playlist. So, glimpse into Sammy Boy's iPhone. And, hey, let's talk about Fridays. I was stuck in the corporate grind once, hated every minute of it. Towards the end, I hated every minute of it. Then I escaped. And the reason why, I started thinking, what the hell's going on? I'm literally, like, how sad is my freaking life that I'm depressed on Monday and happy on Friday? Stupid, with a capital, stupid. Yeah, seriously. I mean, come on, man. If your happiness level on Friday is off the charts because you're saying goodbye to something that you don't want to do, you are literally, and I mean literally wasting, it's got to be 70% of your life. I don't know. Well, it was 5 out of 7 days. I mean, 4 out of those 7 days, you're not happy. 1 day, you're happy. And even in the morning, you're not even happy because you go into a bank or a retail outlet or especially a corporate job, right where I live here, Cincinnati, Ohio. We've got Procter & Gamble headquartered in here, Johnson & Johnson people work. I mean, huge corporations. You go out to Fountain Square, downtown Cincinnati. They're all like, oh, it's Friday, man. Can't wait. Oh, it's over. Holy cow. Come on. That is the stupidest way to go through life. And these are educated people.
Well, I have an MBA.
Yeah, I know what MBA. You know what MBA stands for? Miserable, broke, and annoying. You know why? Because you're too stupid to figure out that you're wasting 4 days out of the week, and nobody wants to hear you complain. At least nobody that loves life like me. I mean, if you're gonna come bring that stuff, nails on a freaking chalkboard.
Okay, can you tell I'm fired up? Because this whole Friday crap,
I make fun of it. Dress down day. Hey. Happy dress down day, Carl. Oh, you too, Biff. Nice khaki pants you got there. Oh, and you actually have pennies in your penny loafers. Cool. Hey, we got to get the wives. They don't have names, by the way. They're just called the wife, okay? Hey, I got to get the wife, and you get the wife, and we'll go grab drinks for the 90-minute window this weekend that we got available because I'm out doing the lawn work, okay, in my development with the exorbitant HOA fees because I got to keep the lifestyle that everybody else has, and I'm fat, bald, don't look anything like my college photos because I've let myself go to hell in a handbasket. My health is going to the crapper, but my title at work is off the charts because I've got a C in front of my name. I'm going to be a CEO, but right now I'm a CFO or a CTO. You're a douchebag, okay? Hey, can we keep it real?
I thought this Crowley guy was a Christian. Honey, do we have a Christian guy talk?
Yeah, I've actually led to give you this message, by the way, because it's the only way some people understand it. It's the only way. That's the way it was cold water in my face. It was absolute cold water in my face. I was sitting in the same spot. I was celebrating Fridays. I was fat, bald. I literally had to keep letting the pants. I had these pants. I could keep letting them out. The waist went from like 32 to 34 to 30. Like, dude, I mean, I can't let these pants out anymore. And for some reason, I didn't know. This is a whole other. I started getting shorter haircut. So I look like John Candy, you know, and Uncle Buck. Or some crap like that. I mean, by the way, one of the funniest movies. If you've never watched Uncle Buck, watch it. And I'm just this fat, bald guy, and I'm looking at myself, and one day I saw, this was after, I remember, Madeline was born. It was 2001. I remember my wife came down. Madeline was 2 weeks old. She came down to the corporate slave camp to get me out of there for an hour and a half to go, which I had to have approval. Hey, I gotta take an extra lunch today. You know, my daughter's coming in. Oh, yeah, you just had a daughter. Okay, we'll give you 30 minutes extra. Oh, hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Life of a child means I get 30 extra minutes. Cool. If I have 7 of them, I'll get 210 minutes. That's great, man. That's all. What a great way to go through life, asking people for permission to go to lunch. But my wife came down. We go to lunch. I'll never forget this photo. It's in our memory box somewhere that we used to actually – remember we used to take pictures with a camera? Yeah, those were the days. We used to have them, like, get them developed. Yeah, good times. So this photo has me sitting on the corner, well, standing on the corner waiting for the traffic light. My wife snapped the picture because, oh, it'd be cute, Daddy, with pushing his little two-week-old daughter. Madeline's in a little stroller. And I've got no hair. I just got my hair cut. When I say cut, a better definition would be somebody just went nuts, like had an epileptic seizure with clippers in their hand to my head. And I've got no hair on my head. I'm way overweight, probably weighed 220, which is not a good look when it's all fat, by the way. That none of it was muscle because I wasn't even working out at the time. It was funny. If you check out my Instagram today, literally I put a Throwback Thursday photo of me, my very first passport photo. And it literally looked like somebody put an air pump up my butt and like blew my face up from behind because my face is so huge. And I've got so much hair, it looked like I took a wig off, like Catwoman in the old Batman days where she took the wig off at night, combed it, got it ready. That's looked like what's on top of, like this thing sitting on top of my head. Nobody ever told me. Like there was never a podcast like this to listen to. Nobody ever told me that I could have a better life. I never believed I could have a better life. I had to go on this big discovery on my own. But this photo of me on the corner of 4th and whatever, downtown Cincinnati in 2001, March of 2001, holy cow, it's still, I can see the image, and I looked at it, and I remember when we got the photos developed, it was like a month later, and I looked at it, I'm like, good God, why didn't you ever tell me? I was literally mad at my wife. We'd only been married 3 years at the time. I was pissed. I'm like, why didn't you ever tell me? Holy cow. And right then, It started. It didn't happen overnight, but it did start. I remember I went on a massive weight loss just getting down, and I did get down. I dropped, had to have been 10, 12, 15 pounds in about a month. Wasn't the healthiest way to do it, but I went no carb, chugged water, and just drained the weight. It was literally like draining my pool, you know, and all the fat just came out. And it was all because of the stress, and it was all because of this stupid Monday to Friday grind that I'm like, does anybody else not get? Am I the only one? Hello? Is there a secret? Is there a joke? Like, I felt like I was on a candid camera. Am I the only one walking around knowing there's got to be a better way? And I remember I would go to lunch with guys. Like, don't you get that there's a better way? I mean, yeah, but, you know, yeah, 401k, you got IRA, you got health insurance. I'm like, come on, man, you guys are educated. I don't even have a college degree. You're the ones that got the MBA, the PhD, the blah, da, 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 da. You got these diplomas hanging in your office. You got all these, you got plaques and ribbons and photos of you with officers of the company and, you know, holding a plaque. Doesn't that, you got all that, but you got no common sense. You got no common sense. You have no idea what's out there. Freedom awaits you if you can escape this corporate slave camp, this mentality that you're going to go Monday to Friday and not be as happy as you are on that one day of the week. Ta-da! Why do you think? Let's see. The name of the podcast is called Every Day is Saturday. I wonder why it's the fastest growing motivational show on iTunes and always has been. I wonder why. I don't know, because everybody wants every day to be Saturday. And the ones that don't are the ones like me. Like, I'm a caged animal Sunday night. Why? Because nothing's really open Sunday. I spent morning in the house of the Lord and filled my spiritual tank up, and I love serving at church. That I look forward to that more than anything in my week is serving at church. I'm not just saying that. Look, I would tell you if I didn't. You know me well enough. You know me well enough. I would tell you if I didn't enjoy it. I love it. But Sunday night, I can't wait for Monday to hit because it feels like we're back in the game, man. We're back in the game. Like, the lights are back on again, and I got my jersey on. I'm ready to go. But not everybody else. Not 80% of the U.S., at least. They're not. They're sitting around Sunday. Oh, God. What is that, man? Was that the pizza? Was that the Chinese I had last night? No. It's called your job sucks, and you know it. And the indigestion comes from you playing so small in life and being so smart and that tug of war and that frustration knowing that there's so much more out there for you. But you don't have the onions to go get it, man, because you think that you can't have it and you bought this whole corporate lie. Like, there's something out there that's better, that the next title, the next promotion. Yay, I got a $5,000 raise. I'm making $105,000 this year, honey. Oh, great, Carl. You got 90 days to live, but congrats on the $5,000. we could sure use that. And we've never seen you. The kids don't even know you. Funny story. My daughter filled out a form at school a couple weeks ago. Mother's occupation, homemaker. Father's occupation, unemployed. You got me kidding. My kids think I'm unemployed. Well, I know why, because I'm always home when they're home, and I'm always kind of just puttering around and doing stuff. Now, I do all my recording when nobody's in the house, and I do my webinars and everything like that when nobody's around, coaching calls. But, yeah, when I'm here, when they're here, I'm here. It's kind of how we designed it, you know. It's kind of how the whole thing was supposed to work out 15 years ago, and it kind of did. I'm not saying I'm perfect, not saying I got all the answers, but holy cow, you're never going to catch me looking around celebrating Friday. Never, ever. I'm not saying I don't enjoy Fridays, because I love every day that I wake up and I'm vertical and I can smell the air and all the great stuff that's going on around me and just stand in gratitude of everything. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is I don't look forward to it no more than I look forward to Wednesday or Tuesday. You know, it's just because every day is a new opportunity for me to do something in my business, my family, my spiritual life, and just take stock in the fact that I'm not in a wheelchair, man. Just take stock in the fact that I don't need assistance to breathe. And my health, I mean, all of that, you know, running outside, going for long walks, all of that. And just going, being able to go get a coffee in the morning without having to tell anybody, hey, I'll be in, I'm late, man. Traffic is, traffic. No, doesn't work that way. Don't celebrate Friday, man. Celebrate every day that ends in Y. Celebrate that. And if you don't, that's on you. You know better. You know there's a better life out there waiting for you. And using the excuse of time and money doesn't make it any better. Those are just excuses. You got access to the same amount of time, 168 hours in the week. You got money. You got access to money. You can go make money. It ain't that difficult, all right? It just isn't that difficult. But you got to get out of that head of yours thinking, oh, there's a reason why. There's a reason. There ain't no reason why, man. Not in this economy right now. If you want to participate, this economy's on fire. It's absolutely on fire. People are spending money like crazy looking for you and your services. But you got to be willing to participate. Let me tell you what people don't want. They don't want to do business with somebody who celebrates one day a week more than the other. They just don't want to do that, okay? So get that out of your head. Get it out of your head. Get out of your head or you're dead. Get in your heart. All right? Fire it up. Fire it up. Fire it up.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.